Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 19:18. Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. Chasten connotes that the purpose of dealing with a son is corrective. Chastening is needed because the father sees that the son is deviating from a way that is not desired by the father, a way that does not please the father. Chastening assumes that the father knows the way that the son should be going. Christian fathers, Christian mothers must know the way themselves if they are to be successful correctors of their children. When blind parents lead blind children, both fall into the ditch. So the first thing a parent must know if successful chastisement is to take place is the way. The second thing a parent must know concerns the purpose of the chastisement. Chastise thy son literally means the son or the grandson, the builder of the family name. It indicates a long-range purpose for the chastisement and not a purpose which only satisfies immediate needs. It is not the satisfying of some selfish wish of the father, but it is for the long-range benefit of the son and the family name. That is why this chastisement is for correction rather than for punishment. The third thing this proverb tells the father is that he has a limited time for chastisement to be successful. Neglect chastisement, and the son will soon pass through a door where chastisement is not allowed to do its work. Parents have a time of hope, but it is a limited time that soon passes. The son comes into this world wrong, and for the Christian father, correction in accord with God's word must begin immediately. Hope's door is opened at birth, but like any door, it will close. We are not to tempt God in this. We are not to be faithless and wait until we think best. We are to strike while the iron of child-rearing is hot, and the child pliable and bendable, not cold, brittle, and unyielding. So God gives us children for a season in which to do the required work. It is the season of hope, but we are to remember, like all seasons, it has an end. Along with knowing the way, the purpose, and the limited time, the father must also remember to not let thy soul spare for his crying. The father must be so committed to these principles that the crying of the son will not hinder him from chastisement. Shouldn't the crying of the son be irrelevant to a father who is committed to these principles? Will not his ears be attuned to the higher cry of wisdom than the cry of his son? Will not faith cause his ears to hear the word of God instead of the son's crying? Faith drowns out the crying of his son, as the father desires a higher purpose for his son. His ears are deaf to the crying of his son because his ears are occupied with the word of God. The father knows what will happen if the son's crying results in deliverance from the needed correction. He knows that his son will soon learn the way to escape all chastisement until he is beyond hope. Isn't this what crying is designed to do by the fallen heart of the child? Why does a child cry even before he is chastised? To put off the chastisement, of course. To enlist your pity. To test your faith in the Word of God. To reveal to you to whom your ears are attuned. To give you a measure of your faith. God gives us indicators of our faith so that we know where we stand. He wants me to know where I am weak, so I can call upon the grace of God. Faith tells the father that it may take only one struggle and victory in the early life of the son to settle the way he will go throughout his life. But it has to be settled while there is hope. It has to be settled within God's allowed time. Far better to hear the crying of the Son under the Father's chastisement than to hear the Father's crying because of the punishment of the Son after all hope of correction is gone. God expects His children to train their children for His service, and in so doing it will ensure both their children's and their own happiness.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.